coming to you live from the Upper West Side of Las Vegas, where we're suffering the effects of El Nino. It's just that dangerous, but
only half as Spanish.
You're listening to the ultimate, the greatest, the bestest in the world internet radio show ever,
Spank Wagon Radio.
And good morning, evening, morning.
Well, it depends. If this is in the archive and you're listening in the morning, good morning.
Or if you're BNM, I think it's morning. Or it's either that or really, really late evening.
Hmm.
Well, they're Danish, you know.
They're Danish.
I want to say Danish.
I think it's late night over there, yeah.
I don't know. Hey, folks, it's Friday.
Yeah. Dude,
you had to drink the Coke. Yeah.
Dude, I actually apologize. I feel so unprofessional right now.
It's like, wait a minute. Oh, yeah. Welcome to the Internet Radio Show. We're your hosts.
We're serious Internet Radio. We're professional. We fucked it up. Fuck. I'm actually pissed about that.
Oh, relax. Relax. Hello, everybody. Wow. This is the week we decided, hey, it's going back to normal for all but one thing.
What's that?
We decided that, you know, we needed the better bandwidth. We needed to bandwidth hog everything.
Yes.
I mean, you can't even surf for porn right now. We're bandwidth hogging.
Good thing I already downloaded it.
Yeah, no shit. What the hell was that?
That was a photo from the website Bukkake Bath.
Okay, what is Bukkake Bath?
What is Bukkake? It's a website. The more important question would be, what is Bukkake?
Okay, explain to us what Bukkake is. Be careful, though. It's got Oprah nothing, Jimmy Kimmel nothing, but Howard Stern in trouble.
Okay. Let's see. Let me get biblical.
And biblical?
And many a man shall collect his seed for a woman to bathe within. And it shall flow upon her like the wine flows from the
hidden valley ranch. Yeah, but that was hideous amounts. I mean, that was like 4 or 5 5-gallon buckets worth of something. There's no way they can get enough guys to do that.
Dude, it was several hundred guys.
Several hundred guys for how many weeks?
Dude, these are well, first of all, it's several hundred guys, okay?
Okay.
And they do take turns, number one.
God.
Number two, these guys do this that's their job. They're called soup makers. That is their term. Okay, like
soup or suit?
Soup.
Soup.
Soup makers.
As in no soup for you.
Yes, no soup for you. But this is man relish.
Okay. Okay.
Actually, I got it backwards. It's gentleman's chowder, or gentleman's relish and man chowder. Basically, yeah, what it is these guys are called soup makers. That's their whole job right there. They're known for two things.
Okay.
One, their stamina, where they can just go ahead, they can ejaculate, and then they will.
Jesus.
Their libido lets them like rest 2 minutes so they can get hard again, go right again. Number two, they have overactive testicles, and they can create quite a lot of semen.
Overactive testicles.
Yes, they can just great wads worth of their wad.
Okay, you know what? We can make a lot of wad for you.
Yes, basically, and that's basically what it is.
Chazad goes, man speckle.
Man speckle. Well, you know what? What's really funny is I actually have this video downloaded. Now, at the same time, you got to remember the cut angle, so they do scoop it back up off the floor.
Okay, all right.
Take my foam off. There we go. So they do scoop it off the floor right there and reuse it, put it back in the bucket.
How do you reuse it? It's been on the floor.
If you notice, she's actually like on plastic.
Oh, okay.
So they don't let it get away. That's sad. I don't know. Here's
what happens.
Being her or the jizz wrangler.
I am a man spackle collection specialist.
Yeah, that on resume. Yes. I'm a mass quantity semen engineer.
Oh God, that's horrible.
Yeah, for real, it's really what they do. That's their job.
These
guys can actually just go for it, man.
And they
plus they eat like a lot of they actually do really kind of curtail their diet and their intake right there to produce the maximum amount as well.
You know, that's funny because I mean, if they got to go to that much science to make cum. I mean, that's too much science, you'd think.
Dude, it's Japan.
But people pay for this.
It's Japan.
You know, we were talking about
this
at work. Yeah, you apparently.
Dude, it was worth it. It was one of the best sites. I wanted to do it as a discussion. Like, dude, I have to see this, man. And it was worth it. Because the thing about it is that the woman actually looks pretty good.
She was cute, but after she got covered in what looked like, like white molasses, it was over. Attractive.
Yeah, as the video
that
goes,
doesn't do anything for me.
As the film goes on, it starts to basically it starts to dry and becomes a lot more sticky.
Ah, See, that doesn't do anything for me. How can that be sexy? I'm sorry. If you're going to give me prawn, give me hardcore.
You don't think that was hardcore?
No, like, you know, straight fucking hardcore. Not, come on. That's just too much. You're covering her in cum.
Yeah.
And she's masturbating, and she's shoving the stuff up her just up her pussy.
Yeah.
And it's like, what the hell? And she's like, I just can't get into that. It almost grosses me out. It almost sickens me.
Yeah.
Because it's just so much.
Yeah.
You don't understand.
You don't want to eat and watch Bukkake.
No, you don't. I can eat and watch Faces of Death.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay.
That's like, oh, that's death.
Okay, yeah. Eating, and if you were to, let's say you were enjoying a milkshake.
Vanilla milkshake would be the worst, dude.
God, what if the Bukkake, you know, that they recycle? You know,
they don't recycle it. They have to get away.
That's a biohazard.
Well, good point you bring that up.
They generate biohazardous material. And if she gets pregnant, who the hell would be the father?
How
the hell would they know?
DNA testing.
You know how expensive that would be?
Very. No, actually, you're actually dead on with that right there. One of Tit's useless facts is Bukkake is illegal in America. That's why it's so big in Japan. You'll see where they have where they'll have like a circle jerk or something like that for American, but you never see that kind of Bukkake.
Where you see that much
because it's illegal.
Because of the biohazard.
Because they consider it medical waste.
Yeah. Chazad pops up in the chat room and says, "Hey, at least it's not puke porn."
I've seen puke porn.
Yeah, I can't.
Max Hardcore. Go to his website. He has a video clip of that. There are these two women. They are just fucking drop dead to die for. You've seen, like, imagine, like,
I'm drop
women.
Drop dead to die for.
Dude, imagine women that are fucking absolutely gorgeous naturally, then dolling them up even further.
Yeah, but I've seen Max Hardcore's idea of dolling them up.
No. This is at the beginning of the video, okay? All right? So the thing about it is, I'm like, wow, these chicks are hot. I mean, it's like heart-stoppingly beautiful.
Okay.
Then they start fucking puking into each other's mouth. Okay. There is nothing worse than women snowballing vomit.
If I throw up, that's the worst thing in the world that I can even imagine. To snowball vomit, though,
it's
sick.
Fucking disgusting.
That is completely, totally, absolutely disgusting.
I can't get into that.
But who does? Who does that? You know, they.
Well, the thing about it is, it's like a, where was it? I was watching something about, it was fucking interviewing Ron Jeremy, and he talked about the origins of that. Because European stuff was really getting, anal fisting and shit like that, America felt they had to really compete during the 80s, and they really, let me get closer to the mic, they really took off on that.
Okay.
So they said, like, you know, boom, let's go ahead, let's get even more hardcore and extreme.
More hardcore?
And Maxcore actually kind of came up with that. He's actually got, I think two or three videos that he's produced in the past are actually banned. They were that over the top.
Oh, Jesus. See, I couldn't even. Yeah, and for that, everybody's like dropping out of the chat room. Bring him back. We'll change topics here in a little bit.
But to kind of wrap it up right there, let me explain, though. It's not about, you know, the fact of, oh, dude, that's so sexy. It's not necessarily sexiness. It's about the empowerment thing. Slave to the, she has the thirst that only a man can quench, and she's a slave to it, and she rolls around and loves it. It's a dominance type thing.
God, see, I can't even, I do not see that. You want to talk about dominance? No, that's man dominance by
it's dominance.
Controlling her by inflicting her with what he has. Apparently, it's five gallon buckets worth of cum. Because
inflicting.
Because if you're doing it in small amounts, it's like a facial. Okay, you're fine. Cool. No big deal.
Okay, your choice of words is fucking honestly wrong, dude. I gotta disagree.
It may be wrong. I think
you and your wife are trying to get pregnant right now.
Yes.
Okay. Are you inflicting her every time you attempt pregnancy?
No, because it's not 5 fucking gallons worth of cum.
So you're.
And if I could cum 5 fucking gallons worth, we'd have so many children right now. And a hell of a carpet cleaning bill.
So you're saying right here,
time to burn the mattress.
So you're saying cum worship type videos where like women just play with a small wad in their hands like a silly putty amount. Well, not quite a silly putty. in perspective, that's still a lot. All right.
Yeah, that's still a lot. But I mean, if it's something facial, if it's something, you know, come on our tits, whatever. Yeah, okay. But when you get to the point where you're covering them in 5 gallon buckets worth of cum.
Yeah.
And they're just writhing around this in this pile of cum that is sick.
So you're saying okay. You're saying it's wrong because of the quantity factor.
I think that it's wrong because of the quantity factor, and I think it sends the wrong message. You're trying to say woman empowerment? Bullshit.
It's not woman empowerment, or men empowerment.
Men empowerment? Because
that's totally what it is.
And Reverend goes, if Trench could come 5 gallons, he'd be in pictures. Yeah, probably, but I think it'd be more of like a circus geek freak show thing myself.
Okay, so you think so if a woman has like a wad in her hand, she's playing around with it.
But don't
she puts it in her mouth, she kicks it around, she pulls it out. Okay, I've seen that too, and you can't do that.
Kicks it around?
Flicks it around in her mouth.
Okay, you said kicks it around. No, like, not kicks what the fuck you do? A plate a little bit of kickball? Bouncing it underneath, bouncing off the head a couple times, back off the toe.
Okay.
Goal!
Okay, even in certain ones where like women will lick it off themselves or the floor or the wall. Yeah. That's okay.
In some respects, I think that's okay. I think that's a little more acceptable. Not necessarily okay. I won't say okay. I'll retract that okay. But I think it's a little more acceptable. And it's not as completely and utterly demeaning. It is demeaning in that respect that you're having this person do that. But
yeah.
The snowballing vomit and getting covered in 500 gallons worth of cum just isn't it isn't necessary.
Okay, I'm split on that too. And I think the semen factor is okay. And the reason is because it's something associated with sex. The vomit thing, no, that's just fucking weird, dude. That's like piss movies I can't get into.
Yeah, piss movies I can't either.
Dude, I can't.
By the way, from the chat room, Wastrel left.
No way.
We everybody's amazed that we actually moved him out. We didn't mean to. Let him know when to come back, please.
Yeah, please.
He says this through Chazette. I'm supposing it's through Ars Anime. Even I have limits, guys. Wow.
Now, I'm surprised.
We're finding limits here. Okay.
I'm surprised. Now maybe I'll piss off a few Ars Anime people.
And we do, you know.
And I don't, I'm really not, my goal
That's
here,
not our goal.
No, it's my goal. Yes, please be clear. I would have thought that they would have been more rallying towards my cause and agreement because since they're into anime, which is Japanese.
And obviously that prawn was completely Japanese or
total.
Chinese or.
Japanese.
Okay. So Japanese, but.
I've seen race girl shots of that girl. I got to get her name, dude. She's like, pinup material.
And you'll have a bucket so that way you can say, I made this all for you. All right.
Let's hope it never gets that far where feminists start throwing that on male chauvinists.
Oh, that'd be horrible. Oof. It's like spray painting fur instead. You're walking along. Duh, 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 I'm a guy. Pow. Come right all over you.
Okay, you just ruined it for me, too. And I'm just picturing that jizz in like a bug sprayer.
Hey, there you go. You want to make some new porn style? Yeah, bug sprayer porn.
Bug sprayer porn.
Have chicks jack off and masturbate, and the guy stands there with bug sprayer and sprays them down.
Dude, that's a good idea. It pisses you off when somebody shoots you in the face with a squirt gun, right? Because you can't see?
I'd assume so, yes.
Yeah, you've been in a water fight, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
That's it, dude.
There you go.
Bug sprayer, spray water in her face or something like that.
All right.
Dude, that's great. That's great.
Start a new show.
Yeah. Like mid coitus, the guy that they had like the lube guy come in, just hoses them down.
Well, you know, maybe for like bodybuilders and stuff like that, they put on a lot of oil and stuff. Come up there with a sprayer, psh. But of course the feminist comes up with the sprayer. They're like, oh yeah, oil me down, psh, come. Ah, bunch of bodybuilders now, all sticky and all. Yeah. Okay.
Okay, we're going to end that topic now to everybody, but that gives me some good ideas for some shit.
Oh, shit. We're doomed now.
And I'm not doing this just to plug the site, although it's a great opportunity.
Good opportunity.
Spigwagon.vftp.net, where we have the message boards where I'm going to continue this conversation.
So that way we can invite Wastrel back, and hopefully we don't chase him away again. And if you want to continue this conversation, wait till Claude posts it up onto the
onto
the message board, spankwagon.vftp.net. What a lousy day this has been. I mean, otherwise. Because we have been staring. Like we said at the beginning of the show.
I'm already worried as to what the name of the show is going to be.
Really. Five buckets of spank.
Yuck.
So anyhow, we were talking about the show, at the beginning of the show, how El Nino has hit Vegas.
With a vengeance.
Jesus. It has been raining here all damn day. To the point where several places downtown, several places near the Strip, have completely flooded.
And this was unexpected. 2 days ago, we were in the upper 80s, almost 90s.
And it was beautiful outside.
Oh, yeah.
Instead, what do we get? We get this rain. Now, here's what pisses me off the most.
Oh, yeah. Guess what? It's not just, oh, well, it didn't rain in Vegas.
Normally, I love the rain in Vegas. I love
it. It's great.
I won't argue. Tomorrow's NHRA. Today was NHRA, but they had to cancel. Tomorrow we are hoping to go because Claude and I have our tickets to go.
We've already bought, paid for them. And we're pissed.
And we are very pissed because they're bought and paid for and we want to go. By the way, everybody's saying that we should... Well, someone here, I can't pronounce it yet, but saying our title for the show should be Anime Tentacle Death Rape.
That's,
well, that'll come up on a few search engines.
You know what? As funny as that sounds and is almost like... This is like to the point where it's like, I words escape me right now, dude. That's not original, and I'm not well, knocking nobody like that.
Originality like, or not, that's still that,
yeah. We're not talking about rape, dude.
Anime tentacle death rape or death rape. Anime tentacle rape spank wagon death rape. God, let's take it that one step further, folks.
Fuck, man.
How are we doing, Claude?
So far it is 54 degrees, and tomorrow is. All right. It's been reduced to now only 50% chance of scattered thunderstorms.
I can handle that because we really want to go.
Yes.
Because this whole we've had like about a month now where we've been doing nothing but going to car shows.
Yeah. Yeah.
Drag
racing. You can see right now the
that looks better. That looks
much
a hell of
better,
a lot
much better.
Better. Hopefully it's good. Welcome back, Wastrel. Thank you for joining.
A Wastrel we will go.
Jesus, a Wastrel he did went. Damn! Sorry about that. We really didn't mean that.
Well, I'm not sorry. I'm not going to apologize, dude. If you're offended, it's like, you know what, dude? I totally want to give many things to Wastrel right now. Wastrel is a fine American.
How so?
Wastrel didn't like what we had to say. It offended him.
Right.
He turned the channel. He didn't fucking
complain.
He
didn't
to
have
the FCC.
To complain or come to... Bad choice of words. Sorry. I'll shut up now.
So, Wastrel, you're a real American, dude. You said your prayers. You took your vitamins.
Brother. All right.
Well, it could be sister. We don't know. It's the internet.
No one knows your dog on the internet.
Indeed.
So, anyhow, yeah. So, racing. And we've been watching them right now. I have to tell you, it took me quite a long time to get here today. Because we're doing this at Studio B, which means I have to drive literally from Studio A. I mean, you couldn't plant A and point A and point B,
literally,
to be
literally.
So far apart.
Okay, take Spring Mountain Road. Okay, Spring Mountain and DI run parallel to each other. Spring Mountain Road is in Summerlin. I live at literally the dead end of Spring Mountain Road. Desert Inn runs parallel to that. Trencher lives at damn near the dead end of DI.
So, we live on each opposite end of one
road.
We
actually live on two separate mountain ranges at this point. In a valley.
Quite literally.
Yes.
So we both have to drive through the valley to get
really
anywhere
bad.
We want to go. I mean, you know you've heard this before, but...
Yeah.
So anyhow, on the way here today, though, I was pissed because it took me a half an hour to get 3.5 miles.
Jesus.
Until the traffic started kind of lifting, and I took a couple shortcuts. Well, one of the shortcuts took me to an area where people were stopping in the middle of the road, and I couldn't figure out why. So I'm going, and I'm going, and I'm going. And finally, I realize why. It was water.
Water. Who knew? It's raining.
Well, I forget that it floods where I was at.
Hell yeah. Older side of town.
Older side of town. That's exactly where it was.
I'm up on the hill.
So I walk. I'm driving, and I finally have enough of people stopping. I have enough clearance ahead of me. People have shifted lanes. People have finally figured out, get out of the left or the right lane where the water's sitting.
So you're like falling down, but you stayed in the car.
Exactly.
Okay. Truck.
My truck. So I finally said, fuck this. I shifted down into third.
And he downshifts to third.
Yes. I gunned it. So I'm losing traction. Now there's no traction going on. I finally catch. Truck shoots forward. I'm going through all of the biggest fucking puddles I could see.
Okay. First of all, I owned a Dakota. He spun one wheel.
Of course. I didn't say it was anything spectacular. I'm like, oh, I burned out for 4.5 blocks. And no. No, actually, so I'm spinning out.
Ah!
And spinning out. And so I finally get going, and then I hit these puddles. And they are deep. They're like 3 or 4 inches deep as it was. Uh-huh. And the water shoots away from my truck about 8 or 9 feet in an arch. Every car on either side of me gets covered. And you know what they do? They break. I all of a sudden have 3 lanes open.
For how long?
Quite a while. Because
4 city blocks.
So, I mean, wow. So I'm just hosing people down. I mean, the bus stop people in trucks. Everyone I pass, boosh, boosh. I'm like, fuck this. I need
That's
to get there.
Fucking great.
It's awesome.
I have my own story too.
You know, I love that shit because when you can just gun it and you're hosing them down, that's the best.
Oh yeah.
What's your story?
Oh, mine had to do with the commute to work today.
Okay.
Ooh, yes. I was going down. I actually left early because it's raining and I want to be
careful. Smart move. You have to be a little more careful in your car.
Yes, yes, yes. I got off at Charleston.
Okay.
The Charleston off-ramp going westbound.
Okay.
And have you been on that? It's a pretty quick turn.
It's a very quick turn.
Mm-hmm. I basically was going down, doing about 20 miles an hour,
and
lost control.
20 miles an hour and you lost control?
Yes.
Damn, dude.
Yes. Thank you, Nevada Department of Transportation, for putting in tapered curbs. Because I drove up onto the island.
Ooh.
Yeah.
That's gotta hurt.
You know what? I was able to turn my wheels in time so I could hit them as flat as possible because I was so worried about damaging the rim.
Of course.
Or crushing my control arm on that right there. So I hit it almost head on. I say almost because I scuffed the shit out of my raised white letters on the tire. So hopefully they'll come clean.
Yeah, hopefully.
But yeah, it was like, ooh, shit. And coming home was no picnic either.
I guess, by the way, we're mispronouncing Wastrel's name horribly. He has a wave. Wastrel. We'll get to it. I'll download it later on once I'm not hogging the bandwidth. All right. So anyhow, let's see. What do we have to cover? I know people were talking about last week's show. We do appreciate every bit of feedback we've gotten from that show, even some people who've downloaded from the archive. They've really, really appreciated it. They thought it was a pretty good show. I do finally, like I said, I had the archive up last night, and I noticed a couple hits on it already. So whoever was downloaded, whoever said they liked the stuff they heard, cool. Glad you did.
I need to review that, too.
It was good.
It wasn't me, actually.
Yeah, really.
Yeah.
Another thing is, Reverend Hammer pointed this out in his show, JSTFU, JSTFU.org.
Yeah.
The IRC chat app that we had running in... at VFTP.net under mine, was fucking up. I don't know why. I have my suspicions after a couple files have been removed. I restored the entire thing to the back the way it should be. Let me know if you guys are using it and having further problems, just so I can fix it. Always use our message boards because, you may not want to send an email, but just, you could be a guest and sign into our, just be a guest, hop onto my message board. Let me know if something's broken, because the only way I know to fix it is if I know it's broken.
That's right.
Kind of one of those things. I don't constantly monitor it. And because I use different OSs than feedback most normal people.
And maybe.
Sometimes it works.
Just maybe. You point out something we fix in time, you win a free prize. Free clicker liquor pop.
I mean one of these.
Just like that.
But we'll get to those later. Also, real quick, there's a huge, huge conversation going on right now between two members of the message boards, Oscar and Papikin, about unions. Folks, really, 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 you may want to check that one out. That has been a great discussion.
I've been willing to throw my two cents into that.
If I knew more, I would so throw some sense into that.
My two cents
I have to get Michelle. I have to get my wife involved because she is union.
She
would have good input.
Basically,
on that.
The two of them are arguing pro union, anti union, and they both bring up really good arguments. And from what I can tell, in all honesty, being dead honest for the both of them, being the victim of a bad, corrupt union, and also at the same time seeing what positive unions can actually do for people, what they promise, I can tell you right now. It's much like internet providers and other shit like that. It's not that if... that's better. It's not that it's a problem with a union per se.
Right.
It's which union you're
right. Well, I mean, you're going to get different responses from different unions because it's political. I mean, it's so political. But I won't go into it because what?
No,
I'm not going to take that away from the message boards.
Yeah, I want this to continue on there.
So keep those message boards going.
Read the book.
Dianetics, no. Why don't we go ahead and cut to a quick commercial? We're going to take a few moments to catch our breaths. I'm going to drink my Gatorade. I think he's going to drink more Coke so he can come back and belch on everyone.
Hey, I do apologize.
We appreciate everybody showing back up in the room. We appreciate everybody listening
in. It's damn nice of you. Damn decent.
It's kick fucking ass. It's what it is. Mm-hmm. All right, folks. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, only at spankwagon.vftp.net. Tune in.
And cue the music. We'll be right back. gentlemen, we are back with
Spank Wagon Radio.
People are kind of commenting, well, that kind of sounds fishy, this song was playing. Yeah, we're noticing that too, but we're, you know, testing out different bandwidths and different bit rates too.
Indeed. You are our guinea pigs.
Yeah, of course.
And your payment is quality entertainment.
Ooh, quality entertainment.
Yes.
I mean, we can't get any of that because it may be raining. All right, enough of my frustrations.
And we shall conquer. We shall overcome this thing they call rain.
Yes, we shall. We will beat it. We will beat it with a stick. Hey, tonight, folks, if you're in the Las Vegas area, God, that sounds really... If you're in the Las Vegas area and you want to hang out with us, and you want to hang out with us after the show, we will be downtown at Binion's Horseshoe.
Because it's open.
Opened back up yesterday, April Fool's Day of all wonderful days to open up.
Oh, it's great. The hotel right there, brand new carpet.
New carpet, reduced the slots, cleaned out a bunch of the table areas.
New mattresses and shit in the bedroom or the rooms and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking amazing.
It's like $2 million worth of upgrades to the hotel in the three months that it was closed.
One.
Was it only one?
Only one. Well, who knows? They could have got a good
discount. Maybe the Vegas Sun doesn't like saying one. Hey, I got a game for you and I to play, actually. If you guys want to play in the chat room, hey, pipe up.
Sorry, I totally just spaced on that.
Spaced on what?
A game for you and I to play. I'm like, well, dude, we're in Vegas. All right, we're going to play a game.
By the way, Bino, I love this. The chat room. 5 buckets of spank spread over 4 city blocks. Yeah, I don't want to be the one handing that, mister. Why exactly would one hang out downtown, Ikari asks.
It's cool.
It's cool.
I love downtown.
There's an element of downtown that gives you just I don't know. It makes you feel good. It makes you feel bad.
It could be just, you know, the fumes from the disinfectant.
Absolutely. Or you know, the buses. Or hanging out in the Neonopolis parking garage getting high off exhaust fumes. Now.
Where you just get to listen to Claude fucking nefariously laugh.
You hear the echo for like ever. All right.
And I just giggle.
And you hear the echo again forever. Jesus. All right. Anyhow, here we go. We're going to play a little game. If you guys want to play along in the chat room,
you can play along.
Play along. here we go. Basically, what these are medical myths that are either fact or fiction.
Myths. Dude, I almost feel like we should have an intro song for this.
I don't really have an intro song because we really did. I didn't write one up. No, it's cool. It's cool. All right. So anyhow. Fact or fiction?
Fact.
True
or fiction?
Or false, basically, is what they're asking here. Chewing gum takes 7 years to pass through your digestive system. True or false, Claude?
Honestly, I believe that's false right there.
Why?
Well,
maybe I shouldn't ask why.
Why would it need 7 fucking years in the first place?
Good question. All right. Is that your final answer?
You know, I'm very self-doubting. I think I'll call a friend.
Oh, shit, he's grabbing the cell phone. Hold on. Who are you calling? Who are you calling?
I believe I'm going to phone your wife.
This ought to be interesting.
But you have the cell phone.
Yeah, it's in the bag behind me. Great. Or behind you. Everyone in the chat.
Your fucking cell phone just killed a gag.
Yes, it did. Good everybody, for you. Who swallows gum? Everybody here says false in the chat room, and it is in fact false. The gum component itself is pretty indigestible, but it will pass in a mass and will not stick to your insides.
I never even thought of sticking to the insides.
See, neither did I, but I always thought it just kind of collected and didn't go anywhere, like seed polyps. This one probably got going when exasperated parents tired of buying more gum after half an hour because their kids had chomped and then swallowed their allotment of gum. Also, gum swallowing is seen as ignorant and lower class. So
I never thought of anybody ignorant. I just thought only stupid, idiot kids do it.
Well, you know, something like that. Incidentally, the desire for chewing gum is actually quite old.
B and M used the 50-50. I must admit, that's funny as hell.
That is funny.
Especially on true or false.
Well, where you go. All right.
But yes, chewing gum.
Okay. Next question. This one's a little more serious. A lot more serious, actually.
I have not actually read these.
No, you have not. You've not seen these.
No, I've not.
All right. Cutting salt intake can help your high blood pressure. True or false?
Well, I know putting salt into water makes... God, fuck, I feel like I'm on the Hollywood Squares. Jesus Christ. Can lower your blood pressure?
Yes. Is that true or is that false?
I've always been told it's true all my life.
Just pass the pretzels.
And, well, salt almost did kill GW on a pretzel.
Yeah, there you go.
I'm going to say it's true.
Final answer?
Yes.
Okay.
It is. What about you? What about you? Classroom.
Classroom. Well, they're on a slight delay, so their spot answers will show up here in a little bit.
Hold on. Let me see if I can cue up some like listening music.
It's okay. All right.
No, hold on. I want this. Hold on. I got some free play stuff.
Oh no! Here we go. The actual answer is true. Americans are not in love with the idea of tossing the salty snacks and tend to ignore this advice. But in 1998, at the 13th International Interdisciplinary, what the fuck conference is that? Who goes, I'm in the interdisciplinary contest. What the fuck? All right. Basically, it was a conference on hypertension in blacks, Hispanics, whites, whatever. Researchers said that in hypersensitive people who consume higher amounts of salt in their diets, even a small decrease in salt consumption can regulate blood pressure. In other words, if you eat a lot of salt, but you cut a little bit down, even smidge, maybe not put that extra salt on your French fries from McDonald's, you can't cut down your blood pressure. So there you go. A little bit of health
news. So it was true.
It is very true.
Wow.
That was practically too.
A PSA.
It was practically a PSA. Plus, also everybody in the chat room said true. So far, everybody that's been answering, pretty much has been right. All right, next question. You ready for this?
Go ahead.
Cracking your knuckles will cause arthritis in later life.
Let's see.
Right on.
Cracking your knuckles. I'll say true because you're wearing out the joints.
And we'll wait a little bit. Are you sure this is your final answer?
I would believe so because, I mean, you're actually doing damage to your joints.
Okay. So your final answer is?
I'll say true.
It's true.
It does cause
that cracking knuckles will cause arthritis in later life.
Indeed.
Well, you're wrong.
Really?
It is false. Yes.
I'll be damned.
Depending on your point of view, knuckle popping sounds either disgusting or cool. But there is no evidence that cracking your knuckles inflames the joints and leads to arthritis. The actual cracking causes the bones to pull apart, forming a gas bubble and breaking the adhesive seal in the joint. So there you go. About a quarter of the people in the United States crack their knuckles, and they might begin to lose their grip a little, aside from life, by the constant cracking that can actually weaken the joints. So they can weaken your fingers. I crack my wrist so I can weaken my wrist. So in fact...
But it does not cause arthritis.
It does not cause arthritis.
I'll be damned.
It is in fact...
But false. I was right on the weakening of the joints, but not that it would cause arthritis.
Not that it would cause arthritis.
I'll be damned.
So, the next question, and this one is rather stupid, but it's a question nonetheless. Staring at an eclipse can blind you.
I'd say it would.
So you're saying true, false, or...
I'll say true.
Okay.
That's what I've been told all my life.
That has been what we've been told because it is true, in fact.
Yeah.
Never view the sun directly with the naked eye or with any unfiltered optical device, such as binoculars or a telescope, even in a state of eclipse.
I'll be damned. Yeah, see, because when it's eclipse, you still have the corona, and that's still putting out light.
Exactly.
It just is the majority of the light, and it's ultraviolet light at that.
Exactly. Regular sunglasses, exposed film, and even a welder's helmet are not safe for staring at the sun or at an eclipse.
Really?
True.
You know, I used to have a lens that said it was for sun use right there from like a microscope. Telescope.
Hold on. Chazad just asked a $1,000 retarded question. He goes, what kind of eclipse?
Mitsubishi. Fuck me, you need kind of eclipse?
All right, moving on. Nice music, by the way. What is this?
It's free play. This is back when Apple used to let you download free play music off of their fucking, dot Mac shit.
Okay.
Not dot Mac. What was it? Mac.com.
Mac.com, or what was the one before that? I forget. There was that one they tried before, E-World.
No, it wasn't quite that far back.
Oh, okay. Staying out in the cold and wind will give you a cold.
I've gone outside without my coat on and caught sickness. So I would probably say true to that right there. Although, wait. No. I'm going to say false. I changed my position on that. Okay. Because I have walked in home in extreme cold and never gotten sick because
of
that.
Senator Kelly.
I'm gonna say false.
Is this going to be your final answer and for the win on Hollywood Squares? No. Is this your final answer?
Yeah, I'm gonna say false.
False. The answer is the correct answer in this case is false.
Okay.
You're like, what is it? What is it?
Yeah.
Colds are caused by viruses.
Yeah, I'm like, wait, you don't get viruses from the wind.
No, you don't. Well, they get carried by the wind, but...
Right, but... Well, being cold...
Enough variations to give you a choice of 200 versions of a cold, which is why you can get them over and over and over again, because viruses will get in healthy cells, and it's difficult to kill them without knocking off the good cells. So, pretty much, it is actually very false that you can go out into the cold and catch a cold. Very good answering. So far, you've been doing pretty good.
I was going to say, wait.
Everybody in the chat room has said false, so I think we got, you know, they're all back in tune again, all on the bandwagon there. Next question.
Eye tools. Thank you, Smack. Yes.
Oh, hey, Smack. Next question. You can catch a sexually transmitted disease, I don't know if they have to put it in STD, from a toilet seat. Is this true or false?
Well... That's really hard to say. Would one consider pubic lice a sexually transmitted disease?
One could, yes.
Okay, then I'm going to say true.
Is this going to be your absolutely positively final answer for this question until the next one?
I'm going to say yeah.
Would you say that under oath?
Only on 60 Minutes.
I'm Baba Baba.
I would like to say this under oath, but right now, other obligations.
So you feel that the answer is?
You cannot catch STDs from...
That it's true or
false. I forget the format.
It's true or false. Shit. I'll take C. There is no C. I win.
Door number one, two, or three. Four.
True or false? Come on.
Can you catch STDs from toilet seats? I'm going to say true.
False.
False, really?
False.
We'll explain.
Basically, now I'm going to read this as it is printed.
Please.
Mary J. O'Sullivan, MD, vice chair for the OBGYN at the University of Miami, tells WebMD that the idea that you can get an STD from a toilet seat sounds believable, but is highly unlikely. Now, see, I don't like that answer because it's a wavering answer.
Yeah, highly unlikely.
Hard surfaces such as toilet seats are not conductive to STDs. Incidentally, there is a rumor that the toilet seat myth got started by men who wanted their wives to think a public restroom, not their mates' adulterous ways. I don't understand what they mean, but basically it's to...
Let me break that down for you
In other words, they kind of wanted to give an excuse.
If they didn't see it, it didn't happen type thing.
Exactly. So there we go. The answer there is false.
But you know what? I would think pubic lice could be transferred that
you
way.
You figure it would, but if it dies, it would die. It has nothing to eat off of and feed off of, so to speak.
Well, it's not going to be there that long, so to speak. And I'm going to fucking agree with Akari right here. Why else would they give you those paper ass gaskets for the seats?
Paranoia? Or because some people are just damn disgusting. Including maybe yourself.
I piss on the toilet seats, yeah.
You know, including maybe yourself.
What about you? What? Oh, you never piss on the toilet seats?
Oh, I've pissed on toilet seats.
You have or you do?
I have.
Okay.
I'm not saying I do because I'm not pissing right now.
Ass juice with
STDs. I don't
know.
You'll find out when you go use the restroom later.
Ikari brings up another good potentially one of ass juice with STDs. You know what? That's a big good possibility too.
Hold on. I don't know.
I'm going to challenge that. What if somebody has AIDS and they've got bleeding, bloody hemorrhoids?
Good point. And that's actually, you know, there's actually an issue with that because certain materials, you know, wipes off, wipes clean.
Right.
It doesn't, you know, but also AIDS does not exist outside of the body for so many, like, after so many minutes. It doesn't last. But someone, hop into WebMD. Find out for us.
Yeah.
Next question. That's a good question. That's a great question.
That's going to be something to pursue on the side. Homework.
Yeah. Who knew we'd give you homework?
Yeah, really. Next question.
Next question up. Are you ready for this?
I am fucking ready.
Okay.
I'm feeling froggy.
True or false? Feeding kids sugar causes hyperactivity. Listening to this song causes hyperactivity. No, feeding kids sugar causes hyperactivity. True or false?
God, you know, I feel like I'm going to get so schooled on this. Like, well, you're wrong. You know, with a Captain Tennille response, which actually makes sense. But I'm going to say, yeah, sugar makes kids fucking hyperactive. I'm going to say true.
Is this your final answer?
Sorry, I was reading the chat room. Yes, this is my final answer for that one right there. I'm actually also trying to wait for the chat room to catch up.
Well, we can't wait for them all the time because...
Does your asshole get close to the toilet seat hole? The toe hole? God.
Forget it. Move on. We're
yes,
moving on.
Yes, it does.
BD, kid sugar cause hyperactivity. True or false?
True.
False.
All
now,
right.
Don't go out and buy every bit of sugar and everything. You may notice the correlation between sugar intake and romping and grumping in the short term, but it is not a cause of chronic hyperactivity.
Really?
So,
not a cause of hyperactivity.
You know, hyperactivity is there. Sugar does, pep you up. I mean, we all know that. That's
oh,
a given, but
I
not
see.
Hyperactivity.
I'm sorry. There's fine print on this. So sugar can make kids more excited and uppity, but not make them hyperactive.
Right.
Oh.
You're getting it now.
That's, you know what?
You
dude,
like this.
That's
you
bullshit. That's hidden warranty type shit.
Yeah, okay. Moving on. Next question. Is this music slowly making our listeners gay? Okay, seriously, though, next question.
False.
True! Ha!
I'm standing up for you guys. Stand up for me. Anyhow, next question.
Drinking warm milk puts you to sleep.
That's a tough one. I'm actually split on this one right here. I don't think it physically has anything to do with you right there, like it's some sort of magic sleep potion. However, I would say yes, it does because it's a psychological effect.
Is that your final answer?
Yes.
Are you sure?
Positive.
You could turn around and run away right now.
No, I'm fine. Okay. I'm going to stand my ground.
Fair enough. You are, in fact, correct. The answer is true.
Why? I had two parts to my true-false answer. God.
Milk contains a chemical known as tryptophan. However, some of these foods, such as cheddar, avocados, and some imported beers and bologna and salami, can keep you awake.
Salami.
Other sleep tips include never oversleeping, get up about the same time every day, blah, blah, blah. Pretty much, yes, milk, because of its chemical release called tryptophan, can make you sleepy. So it is true.
Is that the same thing that's in turkey?
I believe so. They don't list it here, but I believe so. Anyhow, where are we at?
God, you're...
Man, we got a lot of these. We got a lot of these. All right, next one.
Does anyone in the chat room have a Snickers?
You're going to be here for a while. Chocolate.
Next one.
Chocolate causes acne. True or false?
True, because I saw it in an ad once.
Is that your final answer, TV boy?
Yes.
Okay. False.
Really?
The link between chocolate intake and acne outbreaks has been broken. Another study, however, shows that stress can cause outbreaks. Acne forms when oil glands make too much sebum, S-E-B-U-M, a waxy substance that, along with dead skin cells, can clog the pores. Bacteria grow and irritate the blocked pores, giving the red and swollen look to them. Too much harsh washing can further inflame the area, and blah, blah, blah. So it is, in fact, false. The chocolate itself does not cause acne.
I'll be damned.
So, yes, in fact.
God, watching everybody in the chat room just type in almost at the same time.
Yep. All right, we're going to do, one more here. Last one.
These are all pretty good. Are we skipping any?
No, we're not skipping any.
Wow.
We are in the last one. Let's give some more ceremonial music. Ooh, that's just...
Yeah.
I want to own the whole album. Oh, but Odyssey closed. We can't buy it.
Yeah. What's sad is, check this out, if the RIA ever enforces any kind of thing like this, this is free play music, so you'll have 2.5 hours of us with this looping in the background.
Nice. Woo! Woo! Yikes. Okay. Last one.
Final question.
You may not know this one because, it's kind of a loaded question.
Is it a livestock question? Is it a question about corn?
No. Teething causes a fever.
Teething causes a fever. I'm going to say false. And the reason I say that is while teething is painful right there, you give the child ice to numb the pain, not to treat a fever. And because of the pain, I think the child then becomes very excited, and that may raise their temperature right there. But I don't think it actually causes the medical condition known as a fever. So I'm going to say false.
And is the abridged answer your final answer?
Yeah, I'm going to say false, yeah.
False?
False.
Well, you're not doing too good at it. No, actually, it's false.
Okay.
It is false. The studies say that, studies have shown that symptoms such as fever and diarrhea may make teething babies more miserable, but have not been triggered by the teething itself, nor correlation with tooth eruption, is what they're saying. In fact, if the teething baby has a fever, you may want to look for another cause in addition to the teething. So, yeah, there's other causes. Now, that's it. You've just got done playing the Spank Wagon True False Do You Think You Know What You Know quiz.
And one day, we shall print this on cards and you'll really have the home game. All right, let's give yourselves a big hand. Round of applause. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Our runners-up will go home with a year's supply of make-believe Rice-A-Roni.
And our grand champion winners will end up with bukkake porn.
That's right.
And a copy of tonight's episode from the archive.
That's right.
All right, we're going to go ahead and we're going to take a break here for a little bit. But actually, this is a special break. Because what we're going to queue up, something new. Something completely different. Something you have not heard in Spankwagon.
Something I can't find. Hold on.
Something you have not seen or heard in Spankwagon for quite a long time.
Oh, wait. I know where it is.
Now, we know there's dead celebrities to get to. We know that there's going to be mad props to get to. Don't leave us. If you're listening to us but not in our chat room, it is irc.slashnet.org. Spankwagon is the chat room.
Spankwagon, WFDP.net. Your only source for anything on the internet anymore.
And this music. And is it queued up right after this?
Yes, it is. It's ready to go. I panicked. I'm sorry.
We'll be back in a little bit.
Spankwagon, we shall return. In the meantime, listening to the soothing lounge
music.
You're going
to kill him.
Yeah, I know. Spankwagon.
You're going to kill him. That ain't fair. That ain't nice. Killing us here. No, really, there is something coming up soon.
Trust us.
Spankwagon. Spankwagon.vftp.net.
Trustus.com. We should get that now, dude.
Good evening, everyone. This is your old buddy Smack here. Just decided I'd record a quick take for you. This will be the inaugural edition. We'll see how it goes from here. Take a look outside. It's a beautiful day. Sun is shining. Breeze is blowing. It's late March. You know what that means. Spring training, baby. Baseball's right around the corner. This week, I'll be bringing you my spring preview of the National League West. Oh, it's gonna be a beautiful one. Trust me. I'm pissed off and ready to kill. That's right, folks. It's baseball season. Time to talk a little bit of stick. I said stick. All right, guys. This week, we're going to focus on the NL West. Everybody says the NL West is going to be a highly competitive league this year. It's going to be really interesting to see how the teams play, and it's going to be a really even playing field. For one simple reason. Everybody sucks. A lot of players have left. A couple of new ones have joined, but let's be realistic here. The NL West this year is full of a bunch of monkey suckbags. It's the way it goes, so let's talk about it, shall we? Woohoo! First up, we have ourselves the Giants. You remember the Giants. They're that team that gets really, really close every year and then blows it right at the end. God, that was great. I loved watching. Yeah, I don't like Pudge Rodriguez. I don't like Florida at all. I don't like, now I don't like Detroit. But I loved watching Pudge hold that ball and just let him run him over and come up with it in his hand. It was a beautiful thing. And anybody that can take out the Giants is a, you know, friend in my book. The Giants this year have lost Benito Santiago. He was a decent player, had some good offense, good on the D, but when it came down to it, just didn't want to be there anymore. Another noticeable absence from the Giants lineup is going to be, well, Barry Bonds' steroids. Barry Bonds is currently in a little bit of hot water with baseball and with the fans. His personal trainer has been indicted along with some of the higher-ups at a company called Balco. Other players involved, like Jason Giambi from New York, a couple of football players, a little bit of a drug scandal going. Guys, Barry Bonds says that he doesn't use steroids. Data points the exact opposite way. The guy's hat size went from 7 1/4 to an 8. Not an eighth, an 8. In one off season. The guy's cranium expanded. No one else finds this funny. Also, if you look at the stats consistently, he's gotten better as he gets older. This must be some sort of freak of nature? Is this something that maybe God says, hey, you know what? Let's let this guy get better with age. No. Sorry, Barry. I'm not buying it. The fans aren't buying it. And guess what? The grand jury didn't buy it either. Don't be surprised if Barry Bonds disappears halfway through the year with an injury of some sort or something that takes him out of the limelight. When Balco starts going down and going down hard and people start rolling, Barry Bonds is going to disappear from the Major League Baseball because of Major League Baseball. And I can't say I'm going to be sorry to see him go. See you later, Barry. I guess we won't be getting your magical wit this year. You guys remember, 2 years ago when he said, hey, it's not my fault they don't play baseball, when someone asked him about how the fans felt about all this. Next up on the block, we've got the Arizona Diamondbacks. I'm not a fan of Bob Brindley. Never really have been. Guy decides to put the best closer in baseball in the All-Star game in the fourth inning. So only his guy could close and, you know, almost blow the game, and then give up 2 home runs in the World Series. Anyway, Arizona's facing a little bit of a pitching crisis right now. They've lost Curt Schilling to the Red Sox, which makes me a happy camper, because other than the Dodgers, Red Sox are my favorite team. They've also got Randy Johnson back. The big unit had a groin injury. Once again, for those of you that have missed the humor, the big unit had a groin injury. He's back from surgery, and he doesn't look to be 100%. A lot of people are a little worried, and they're not sure how Arizona's going to fare. Another bad point for Arizona is the front office has come out and said, financially speaking, Arizona has to win this year or next year. Apparently, they spent way too much money on a tin roof that retracts and having a swimming pool in the outfield. Yeah. That roof, when it retracts, you ever heard a car scrape against the guardrail on the freeway? Sounds a lot like that, except really, really loud all over the place. Kind of like the one in Milwaukee, you know, that Bud Selig's daughter runs. Anyway, Arizona's in a little bit of a pitching crisis. Don't be surprised if they make some moves by the middle of the year or just fade out and die. I'm hoping for the latter of those. Now let's turn to the San Diego Padres. San Diego's a great place. I love it. I've been there a couple times. Shout out to my boy Steve. He's down there in the hospital. And another shout out to Mofo, but he's probably not listening. Padres have got a new stadium. They've got a new logo. And they've got a new fat man on the mound. Padres picked up David Wells from the New York Yankees in the offseason. You remember David Wells. He's the guy who admitted to being drunk while pitching a no-hitter. You know, I'd hate to see what the guy could do sober. Arizona will do well this year, especially in Wells' pitching, as long as the in-and-out close to the stadium's got a fresh supply of burgers. The guy throws a nasty grease ball, and it's not because he's got Vaseline under his arm, it's because he keeps one of the in-and-out double-double wrappers in his back pocket. He's a fat man, and he likes to eat. And God bless a fat man who can pitch, because Lord knows they can't hit or run. It's like watching a guy with a piano strapped to his back. Always hilarious. But Padres, everyone says, oh, you know what, they've got some new players, they've got some new offense. I ain't buying it.
Padres are going to be the Padres no matter what. They're going to suck. It's going to be great. It's going to be hilarious. They're like the NL West version of the Detroit Tigers. Gotta love them. Next up on the bat, well, funny I should say that. Next up on the bat. Next up to bat would be Colorado, the greatest team at home. Last year, their shortstop had almost a 1,000 batting average at home. Away, less than 200. But no, the stadium has nothing to do with it. Jesus Christ, I could come in there and hit a fucking home run. I'm 165. Jesus Christ, I'm 6 feet tall with a bowling ball on my head. I could hit a home run in that place without even thinking. My two-year-old son could T-ball one over the center field wall. But no, the stadium's got nothing to do with it. It's all player talent. Shut the fuck up. You keep your balls in a humidor. Come on, let's be realistic. And finally, NL West. My personal favorite team. My all-time favorite team. The Dodgers. God damn it. For those of you that haven't seen DodgerBlues.com, it seems to have become part of my daily routine. I get up, I go read Dodger Blues, I get depressed, I go to ESPN, I read The Spin, I realize that Dodger Blues is still telling the truth, and I'm still depressed. But that's the life of a Dodger fan. Much like the life of a Red Sox fan, or a Cubs fan, or a Detroit Tigers fan, or a Minnesota Twins fan, or an Expos fan. Both of them. By the way, did anybody notice that the Expos are playing at least half of their home games in Puerto Rico this year? That's great. At the, what could have been the Expos' last home game ever, they had less than 2,000 people show up. There's a team. Montreal. There's a team whose people appreciate them. Yeah, right. Anyway, the Dodgers. Eric Gagné was turned down for arbitration. He asked for $8 million. They gave him $5. 75% of cases that go in for arbitration wind up not getting what they ask for. And no one thinks the tides are turned against the players and the ball is stacked. Well, yeah, it is. But, you know, it's money. Here's the thing, though. I could see a player like Adrian Beltre or Robin Ventura or even Paul Oduka going into arbitration and not getting that much money. But Eric Gagné, the guy had 55 saves and 55 appearances last year. When the Dodgers get into a winning situation, Gagné comes out and it comes up on the screen. Game over. You know he's going to win. The guy throws a 97-mile-an-hour curveball that drops like a rock. They turned him down. He got $5 million. Yet, Adrian Beltre gets a new contract for $5.5 million. Consistently, he was the best hitter on the team last year. That's because the entire team sucked. The Dodgers scored less runs last year, the entire year, than the Detroit Tigers. Yeah. And they didn't want to give Gagné more money. I'm floored. But that's okay. Beltre, I'm looking for good things from this year. He was the most consistent hitter last year. He has a little bit of a problem with off-speed pitches. Guy can hit a fastball, but that's about it. Hopefully in spring training they're correcting that issue, or they're showing him how to get hit by a pitch and at least get the first. Then we've got Sean Green, the big power hitter for the Dodgers. It's kind of funny to say Sean Green and power hitter in the same sentence. The guy looks like me. He's tall, he's scrawny, but he does have the most beautiful swing in all of baseball. He's a left-hander, and my God, it's a beautiful thing to see. When his arms go back, it's awesome. It's just poetry in motion. Green had shoulder surgery in the offseason. I can't even say that. Shoulder surgery. He had shoulder surgery in the offseason to repair a torn rotator cuff. He'd been playing with it all last year, which he says contributed to why he wasn't that great of a hitter. I think it was just because he's sucking ass, and that's the way it goes. Sorry. I love the Dodgers, but I'm telling the truth on this one. Green hasn't been what he should have been, you know, since the last time he hit 4 home runs in one game. Paul Laduca. Laduca's added 25 pounds. He's getting to be a pretty big guy there. 25 pounds. That's a whole lot of meat for a catcher. He contributes it to yoga. I contribute it to In-N-Out. Finally, Juan Encarnacion. Juan's a nice guy. They traded him and got him from Seattle. He's a good bat, and he'll be a good addition to the outfield. He's going to be taking over for Brian Jordan out in left. You remember Brian. He's the guy who decided to cut out on the last half of his contract last year so he could get surgery and be ready as a free agent. Yeah, here's hoping that Brian Jordan eats it in the outfield. I'm talking line drive to the grill and is out for the rest of the season. That'll do great wonders when this one's up. All right, guys, that's about it. I'm done for this week. This little rant's been brought to you by the letter Q and Spankwagon Radio. Spankwagon Radio, if accidentally ingested, induce vomiting.
Okay, we're back.
Like a vertebrae. You're listening to
Spank Wagon Radio, the slip disc of the internet.
Actually, I got to say that when Smack sent that, and I actually got that, or I should say, I finally got that from Smack. I listened to it last night. I loved it. Smack, thank you very much.
Many props to you.
Give them. Ready?
Yeah.
Mad props to you, Smack. That was awesome. Keep sending them. We'll keep playing them.
Please send them. We really like that. That's a
great
addition.
Love that. Perfect.
Yes.
Of course, people are like, what about Major League Soccer? You got to be... being a fringe person is cool. Okay, cool. Fine. Fringe person. Yay.
What about these... Don Juan Super? I'll see you there.
Who cares?
Soccer?
I don't care. I'm not a soccer fan. You got to realize, you got to give to the major... I guess you got to really cater to the big people. That's why, like someone said, you're NASCAR, you know, and stuff like that. Yeah, you got to cater to that.
What about this bit crew there? What's his extra eighth of a second on changing tires?
Woo, Jesus Christ. Yeah. All right.
I like the baseball thing. I think it's pretty good.
Yeah, it was really good. Awesome. So, Smack, keep it up. Hope to hear from you next week.
Keep the anger flowing.
Word.
Please.
All right.
I actually like that. It's great. Yeah. So anyhow.
We got a couple of staples that we need to accomplish tonight. First thing we're going to do is we're going to go and give out the... The Mad Props.
Mad Props. The critically acclaimed.
Critically acclaimed.
Renowned.
People love this shit.
Globally famous. Horn of Plenty.
Mad Props.
Mad Props.
First up in the Mad Props is actually, we're doing them a little different, so you know.
Okay, first up in the chat room right here for Mad Props is going to be Airwolf.
But you know what? Airwolf deserves a little extra Mad Props because if you notice on the end of his name, he has Spanking It.
Yes.
There's a fan for you. So everybody... Mad props to Airwolf for spanking it.
Mad props.
Up next in the chat room.
It's going to be B&M.
Let's give the foreigner some mad props.
Props du madness.
Wrong foreigner, but okay.
Okay, and next up in the chat room, it's Chizad.
Mad props. This thing is starting to wear out.
Yeah, I know.
He's like, oh, I cannot take it anymore.
Moving on down the list, next we have Ikari Laptop.
You know who that is?
No.
Yeah, you do.
I didn't look at their...
I'll tell you exactly who that is. Hmm. That's our favorite long-haired hippie freak. You'll figure it out later. And I hope he's not on hold. Mad props!
Mad props.
God, I'm like... You'll figure it out. You'll figure it out. It took me a minute. Out.
Okay, next in the list we have...
Hey. Oh, Reverend, sorry. I was going to go. I was skipping too ahead. Go for it. Sorry.
Next up in the chat room, it's going to be Reverend Hammer. Mad props to you. Now, because you decided to label thyself with our logo, you get extra special mad props tonight. It's Skier! Mad props! Cool. Up next to the chat room, coming up and rounding up the bin right now, it's Toe.
Hey, he can update a website. Also, check out his website, www.arsanime.com.
.com. It's .com.
Toe, mad props. Mad props.
As we keep on moving down the list right here. Next
God, this is a huge list. I don't know, man. This is good. Beautiful.
Next up, it is Virtual One.
Hey, he provides a space for the chat and for the web pages and for pictures.
Check out his website at vftp.net. It's us, sans Spankwagon, on the URL.
Yeah. Mad props!
Mad props to you. Okay, coming up next, it's Volcurus!
Now, you just like saying that.
Yeah, I just like doing my Telemundo voice.
Oh, okay. All right. Mad props! And finally at the big
last
list,
but not least.
Beautiful list. Are we going to mispronounce the name or are we going to pronounce it right? I say we just call him Steve.
Is that his real name? Or what
I don't know what his real Steve. Name is.
Steve Wastrell.
Or is it Wastrell? Yeah, I got a double.
W-A-S-T-R-E-L.
Oh, just forget this.
Mad props.
All right, and that's Mad Props. Wow.
Passengers, please report to the Lost and Found. We have unclaimed Mad Props due to a name mispronunciation.
Pronunciation? The fuck mispronunciation. Virtual One does the Kermit the Frog. Yay. Wait a minute. Hi-ho, Kermit the Frog here, coming to you live from Spankwagon Studio. I just want to give everybody a yay!
Hi, Kermit. Oh,
God. All right.
Those were some mighty good mad props.
Steve. They love the Steve. All right.
Well, we're doing Muppets.
Yeah, really. We got dead celebrities. Why don't we go and hammer out dead celebrities right now? Or do you want to do dead celebrity?
Yeah, you want to do dead celebrity?
I've got one that's going to surprise the fuck out of you.
Yes.
I told you this, and you didn't believe me. I verified some info. We'll bring it up. But
okay.
First off, let's get to the non-so-shocking one. Well, I don't know. Maybe some people are shocked. But
save the best for last.
We'll save the best for last. This past week, pioneering California rock musician Jan Barry, who rode the wave of surf music trend in the 1960s as one half of the popular duo Jan and Dean, passed away. Barry, who would have been 63, a lot of 63-year-olds, anyhow, on April 3rd, suffered from poor health ever since 1966, when he was in an auto wreck that left him paralyzed for a year.
Ironically enough about that auto wreck right there, you ever heard the song Dead Man's Curve?
Yeah.
Okay, they wrote that.
Yeah.
Excuse me. Dead Man's Curve is a strip of highway in Southern California near Palos Verdes.
Yep.
He wrecked on Dead Man's Curve. Jeez. How's that for irony?
That's irony. Well, you know, you're predicting your own doom. Jan and Dean, which Barry co-founded with the former schoolmate Dean Torrance while both were in college, both were college students, enjoyed 7 top 10 hits, including the 1963 chart topper Surf City, which was co-written by their friend and Beach Boy, Brian Wilson. The Beach Boys and Jan and Dean often performed on each other's tracks without the knowledge of their rival record labels. In other words, you know, they kind of snuck around. Other Jan and Dean hits included Drag City, Dead Man's Curve, which you mentioned, and Little Old Lady from Pasadena, all which were recorded in 64.
And what's funny is, for many years, two things that really kind of confused me in music. That I really had to kind of, separate. One, Dusty Springfield is white. Two, Jan and Dean are not the Beach Boys.
No. But I agree. I know exactly what you're saying.
Yeah.
So that Jan and Dean, I'm actually, you know, he passed away. Would have been 63. He was 62, obviously. He would have been 63.
He was
more.
The crippled brother.
And this one I heard on the radio on the way here. I was listening to some AM talk, and this floored me.
Okay.
Now, you don't want to believe me, but anyhow, last night, or actually it was overnight, Johnny Carson passed away. Johnny Carson was 78. The cause of death is unknown, according to the radio station, at this time. However, he was admitted due to complications with emphysema. They're saying he was admitted to Cedars-Sinai Hospital, Los Angeles, California. Carson, of course, as we all know, is the guy from The Tonight Show. He actually took over for Jack Parr, who also passed away earlier this year. We did a dead celebrity on Jack Parr.
Mad death.
Carson himself was known as a chain smoker so much that he even used to smoke on The Tonight Show.
Yeah.
He used to be able to see, you know, he'd smoke in the commercial breaks and stuff like that. But, yeah.
So, well, if you actually look at the old ones, you actually see him smoke down below. I mean, I just, like, can't believe it still, man. And actually, there's even more stuff right there. Carson was one of the first and one of the biggest major investors in DeLorean Motor Company. He put up $500,000 in his own company and ended up getting one of his own car, got a free DeLorean for it that broke down twice due to faulty alternators after he bought it.
Nice.
But that just was fucking whoa.
Yeah, actually, a little bit of trivia. Johnny Carson was born October 23, 1925, and he was born in Corning, Iowa, although he never claimed to be an Iowan. He was pretty much raised in Nebraska.
Very proud of his pseudo Nebraskan heritage.
Yeah. Wow. That. It's amazing. I mean, I don't know what to say, really, because it's like, wow, I remember like when I first started being able to stay up late, you know, Johnny Carson was what I watched, you know.
It actually used to be an hour and a half. Somebody mentioned this Jay Leno going to die now, only if he gets into a motorcycle wreck at this rate. But, always thought Carson was superior to Leno.
Yeah, so, I mean, Carson was great. And, you know, one thing that, you know, everybody kind of gets caught off guard is Carson is a recluse. I mean, the minute he was done... He was done. I think the last time I saw Johnny Carson on TV was about 7 or 8 years ago.
Yeah.
And what it was David Letterman. And David Letterman, you know, was kind of goofing around. He says, oh, I'm going to go ahead and hand this all over to Johnny Carson. Well, out walks Larry Bud Melman. And he goes, you're not Johnny Carson. And Larry Bud Melman says something funny, walks off. And then out walks Johnny Carson in a tuxedo. Sits at the desk, pats it a couple times, waves at everybody, smiles, gets up and walks away. Jesus. I mean, just wow.
Well, see, yeah, I mean, it's like, it's fucking shocking that the guy died, man. I mean, it's like emphysema, you know, that's not a fucking
health condition. That's horrible.
That's not something that pops up on you, like, fucking right away. It's not like, oh, look, honey, I was out and didn't bundle up properly and got fucking emphysema.
So.
But no, I mean, that would explain a lot why he's been very, very reclusive.
By the way, the Airwolf, it was Corning, Corning, Corning.
Yeah. He also has a car down at the Imperial Palace here in Vegas.
Oh,
his very first car he owned, he sold to the Imperial Palace for a dollar because he couldn't donate it for tax reasons and shit. But yeah, his actual first car.
There. Wow.
So yeah, Johnny Carson, dead.
Wow. What, 78.
Jesus Christ, he's old.
So, all right.
Wastrel's asking about that. Normally they don't get the dead celebrities right away like that because it's kind of close right now. I'm trying to think. There was somebody else.
I just heard it on the radio when I came over. So yeah. Maybe it just hasn't circulated. Check the AP wires.
No, it
there's
has
something
not
on
yet.
The AP
yeah.
wires.
They're
has
not,
to be.
Yeah, they have to update these manually, not automatically. So yeah, give it some time.
All right.
Next up.
Wow. Ooh. Okay. Moving on. I had stuff here to go over, but I'm. Here's something.
Okay. What else?
Here's something. Actually, have you heard about this TV show? That is called Famous Face.
No, never have.
Okay. Famous Face, not a pretty deal. What it is, basically, is you're watching a show on MTV. They will take a person who wants to look like a celebrity and give them plastic surgery to change them to look like someone else. In other words, if you wanted to look like, you know, Eminem, they'd bleach your hair and trim
dude,
your chin if you're fat,
that's
I
like
guess.
Fucking Monster Hospital, dude.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Basically,
are you really?
This is real. This is completely and utterly real. What this is, it's a TV show. Again, it's called Famous Face. Let me just read some information that I have of it because, of course, I didn't get to outline a lot of my stuff because I had to take the 3-hour drive over here to get through the flood zones there, Noah. Basically, it's an MTV makeover documentary series. The new show would basically, God, I think it's it is finally maybe the final straw of reality TV shows. What you're doing is you're taking a person and you're changing them. You are physically altering their look to appear as someone else. Hence the surgery. Basically, what it is, it airs Monday nights, 10:30. I don't know what time zone the 10:30 was listed, but it gives you chronicles of everything, including the person's face before and after, including some gruesome shots of the during. Some of the subjects are impersonators who basically want to look like the person they're impersonating. I guess that kind of fucks over the Michael Jackson impersonators, the ones who look and bleach their skin and did all that shit to look more like Michael Jackson. Yeek. The I Want a Famous Face, though.
Those are fucked up people.
It's called an extreme makeover show. It doesn't profile, you know, people creating better versions of themselves. What it's doing is it's showing people create, or not even create, spoof people they worship. And some of these people that they worship are not worthy of worship. Who wants to look like a celebrity? Who wants to have that jawline like that just because they can do plastic surgery?
Insecure people.
Very insecure people.
Dude, just think, one day, people are going to look like me.
Eat a lot of donuts and grow some facial hair, people, and you can look like Claude.
Dude, man, celebrity makeover. I want to look like Claude Balls, man. It's going to be fucking great, dude.
But yeah.
Oh, no. The final straw of reality TV shows. 8 people on plane, pilot bails, there are only 7 parachutes. You know, you're coming very close to that, B&M.
It's getting way too close.
You understand,
to that.
I have a copy of TV Guide of Where Are They Now? Okay.
Where are they now? Would show people from 2 years ago.
Dude.
Tina Yothers looked like she landed on her face.
She was hot, like, when she, like, got red hair before she got all those lines in her face. Dude, I'm dead fucking serious, though, man. It's like, this is how far it's gone with reality shows. Remember the guy from the Diet Coke commercial who's, like, the construction worker?
Right.
Okay. He is featured in a Where Are They Now. He's a fucking one trick. Dude, like, that would be like doing a Where Are They Now for me, okay? I'm sorry.
And it just doesn't make sense to do for a commercial.
And he's producing his own TV, his own reality show. But his is going to be different.
You know what the problem is?
It's going to have action.
Oh, Jesus Christ. What is Fear Factor? What is Junkyard Wars? Fuck, what's Monster Garage and all that? They're all action. What are they going to do? Run around with fake grenades and guns and pretend to be like, you know, Rambo and fighting the Contra and the Sandinistas or whatever? No. As far as I'm concerned...
Lesbian Commando Squad Hentai.
Yeah, I'll go get the 5 buckets ready for you.
JList.com.
Anyhow, this is finally, I think, one of the saddest things, though, is that they're doing, you know, plastic surgery. Because you know what? I've always said, and I've said for a long time, if you don't like the way you look, you can do something about it. But come on, plastic surgery? If you're a little overweight, you change your diet. Run around a little. Jog. Do some exercising. You know, if you're a little, get a different hair. Fucking changing your face. Changing your nose to look like someone else. Changing your jaw.
It's people who are very
eyes.
Fucking insecure. I'm telling you
I can't handle that. I really can't handle people who are like that.
Dude, I'm telling you right now, you know what? It's insecure people, dude. I mean, yeah. You know what, dude? It's fucking easier, okay? Even if they fucking do that, okay, lose the weight, get rid of the shit, they're still going to be just them.
True. That's very true. They're going to be them.
And people hate themselves that much.
See, that's sad. I'm sorry. Yeah. I mean, if you have a home, you know, we were joking about it earlier about rents. You know, you want to pay cheaper rent, move to the ghetto. If you want to be a rent-free, be a homeless guy.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, if you really want to make change, but... What are you thinking?
Dude, in my opinion right there, you know, it's like when people like come forth, they want to have like sex change operations, mm-hmm. like they have to seriously go through like psychological counseling to say, are you sure this is what you want? Okay. Uh-huh. In my opinion, if you're doing plastic surgery, I mean like I could, in all honesty, I'm not against plastic surgery. If a woman wants to enhance her bust, if a guy wants to go ahead, get a little liposuction, Improvements like that,
I can understand.
Right, but when people
point,
start going under the knife,
provided that it's like the last option.
Hold on. I'm not necessarily saying last option. All I'm saying is if you want to do a little nip tuck here, I don't see a problem with that. However, when you start having people who are like saying, "Make me look like this person, that person," my personal opinion is I think that's irresponsible doctors to continue. I think right there at that point it should go to a fucking screeching halt and they should refer them to like a psychologist.
Okay. And I agree because I was reading an article in FARC earlier this week about a 14-year-old girl who got stomach stapled surgery, the gastric bypass, the full-on stapling. Now here's the worst part about
14.
It. 14. In the article, I mean, the guy who wrote the article really did a great job of making it look like she was a lazy ass because, in fact, she was a lazy ass. She would say how she enjoys having dinner, and then after dinner, she'll sit down with a bag of chips and watch TV. She was 200 and like almost 300 pounds basically at the age of 14. And you know what? I find that completely and utterly disgusting.
Yeah. I mean,
if you have no self-restraint, I understand it's hard. I mean, we've had this conversation before. I understand it's hard to be able to be active and moving, especially if you already are overweight. You have a lot more to try to overcome to get there. But what the hell's wrong with the parents? Oh, by the way, did I mention the parents also had the surgery before? Oh, but they all still are pretty chunky.
God.
Because of the fact that they think that this is a quick cure. They can just go ahead and nip, you know, cut open your gut, seal off literally 3/4, almost like 7/8 of your stomach. They turn your stomach into the size of one of these foams. Heads on a microphone.
They really start folding and stapling, literally. Yeah, and that's just too fucking much.
That's too much. And if you're 300 pounds at 14, what? It's not like it's an overnight thing. I'm sorry, you didn't wake up when I'm going to go, ah, shit, where'd all this stuff come from? No, you were grown into this.
Yeah, I mean, it's like me right now. I need to lose weight, and I'm starting to work at it. I'm at the point right now where it's like I'm starting to try to associate being full with, like, sick. So, like, I look at food, and if I'm not hungry, I'm like, if I eat that, I'm going to feel sick.
Okay, that's an interesting way of doing
that. So
that's,
like, the first step for it to, like, try to cut back on the food intake. You know, for something like that. But still, man. And I understand people need help. And I'm not saying, you know, toughen up, chin up, you know.
You know, it's not hard. I mean, it's not easy.
Yeah.
It's not, you could say it. You could say that shit as the day is long. But it is not easy to start off. But you know what?
Simple things such as
don't lay down in bed and watch TV while eating, you know, cupcakes and cookies.
Yeah.
That's going to hurt you.
Yeah, and I've even started where I'm eating dinner a hell of a lot earlier. I'm like waiting an hour after I get home, then eat dinner and get it out of the way.
Yeah.
Not out of the way, just eat it right there, take my time, and, you know, so I make it last, you know, and be full. You know, things like that. Start slow. Start with your diet here and there. And get used to, like, leaving things on your plate.
Exactly.
I don't want to preach too much.
And you know what? One of the things that, and of course, I found this on FARC, so I had to read the FARC, the message boards in FARC. And a lot of people were saying a lot of what we're saying. Some of the people said, you know, one of the problems we have in our culture, we overcompensate on our serve, meaning we don't serve a serving of mashed potatoes. We serve a serving and a half or two servings. And one of the things we've always been taught is never to waste food. So, in a sense, we have stuffed ourselves because we give ourselves a double serving, and then we say, well, you got to clean your plate because think of all the starving kids in Ethiopia.
Yeah, the waste not want not attitude.
And what should have been done in the first place was only give a normal
smaller
single
portion.
Serving, or in our case, a small portion. If you want more,
you can then go
you
back
can get
and get more
if you really need it. But you'd be surprised. I have, I bounce around in weight like crazy. I mean, I know we're sounding like a bunch of chicks here, and I apologize for that. But I weigh 230 pounds right now. When I was back home 6 years ago, riding my bike almost every weekend that I could with Virtual One and Ragman and whoever else would ride with us, really. I weighed maybe 200 pounds. 190 to 200 is where I fluctuated.
Yeah.
I didn't work, you know. Or I didn't work at losing that weight. I didn't try to lose that weight. It's just where I stayed at. But I got here, and, oh, Jesus Christ. You know, I ballooned up to this whole whopping 230. You know, I'm sure it's only like 30 to 40 pounds, but it's all in the exercise. If I right now where I go out and buy yet another bike, and if I had somebody to ride with, I could pretty much guarantee I'd start losing my weight.
Yeah.
Another thing I do, I always eat smaller portions when I can help it. And I think you've probably seen me when I go to a restaurant and I'll only eat half my meal because I am full. I am done. My stomach says enough because I've eaten smaller portions. Now, you guys are eating your hamburgers. And you know what? Hold on.
Oh, yeah.
Hold on. Before the show, I had one oatmeal cream pie. During the show, I had yet another oatmeal cream pie.
Big.
310 calories each.
Yeah.
So that's 620 calories out of energy and that I am not burning.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, talking does not burn calories.
Oh, yeah.
But yeah, I mean, I'm not perfect. It's just something you got to be careful because you're 14 years old, weighing 300 pounds, there's something mentally going on. There should be you said it. You said it perfectly.
Yeah.
You need to go in for psychological checkup.
Yeah, I mean, not even the fact she wants to lose weight, the fact that she has it.
She
needs to start – somebody needs to, like, sit down, take a look, and go, okay, there's something wrong here. We need to work with you to find out what it is.
Exactly.
And you know what? God, I hate saying this because the parents are to blame, because it feels like you're like pushing it off. But the fact of the matter is, if somebody doesn't stop this girl now, she's going to become just like her parents, where, you know what, it's going to be too late to try to reprogram her. And I hate saying that because it's so Big Brother totalitarian-esque. Mm-hmm. But yeah, you know what, the fucking parents right there, they're people too that, you know, they need to go through. Now, what state was this in? Did the article say?
No, I didn't get the article.
But anything.
I want to know who the fucking doctor is. What kind of a doctor would find this kind of a surgery?
That's a fucking sleazy doctor,
you know,
too.
Yeah, that's horrible. Because you know what? If they're that age, that doctor should be saying, okay, you need to go see them first. You need to go see a psychologist first. You need to go do this or that. Instead of going, yeah, okay, I'll cut you up. This is only a $50,000 procedure.
Yeah, it's
foul.
Yeah, that shit ain't right. That's fucking sleazy, okay? You know, take him, especially from a fucking kid, the age of the child too, man. I think there needs to be some serious, severe limitations on that. My honest to God opinion right there. I don't think, well, let me word this personally. I believe that cosmetic surgery under the age of 18 should be reserved for medical purposes facial reconstruction type
right.
shit. Some sort of purpose like that. Not cosmetic for handicapped people or individuals only. I think it should be really restricted to that. I think we're going to kind of get to that point, because what's going to happen is you're going to have people that's like, doesn't matter if they'll ever go through that surgery right there. Just be like, oh, I can do whatever I want because I had that surgery in waiting.
There you go. And that's just it. It's the not taking responsibility for oneself. And that's what
right.
really, that's another thing that pissed me off. Now, Rev here says, he remembers how many fat children he sees at work on a daily basis. And you know what you do? You see all kinds of fat kids. You know what? People are saying that you can't get them outside because it's too dangerous. It is no
Bullshit.
Dangerous outside now. Than it has been when we were kids. When you and I were kids back in the 80s and
oh, yeah.
You know, I mean, I'm sorry. Get them outside. Play yeah. with them outside.
They're
outside.
Driving newer vehicles, but the molesters are still in those panel vans with no windows that are white.
For the most part, yes.
You know, the A-team stereotype practically. But yeah, fucking dangers are the same.
And dangers are exactly
really
the
are.
Same. It's just, it's all about really caring for your kids. But, you
here,
know,
here,
enough
on,
bumming
on,
you
on.
Out.
Yeah. As a final thought, just real quick right here, and I don't want to...
Okay, because after this, we'll go ahead and cut to some music.
Cool. Just to kind of throw in as a final thought here, I feel like Jerry Springer on that one. If you have a child you think is dangerous outside, you have a child that keeps giving into his urges and stuff right there of eating and hunger and lack of responsibility for oneself, how do you think a child's going to cope with life and peer pressure on things like drugs and shit?
Not good.
Look at Carney Wilson.
There you go.
There's a good example of somebody who was fat all her life because of her fucking upbringing right there.
There you
smoking
go.
Smoking pot, screwing, things like that.
All leads back in some way to the parents. So I guess back to Wastrel or Wastrel. Thanks for changing the channel earlier.
Thanks.
But anyhow, you are listening now to
Spank Wagon Radio.
Only app?
SpankWagon.vftp.net on the interweb.
The ultimate in internet radio programming.
Your only choice soon.
All right, we're going to go ahead and cue up the music. We'll be back.
Bang wagon.
to go from Marilyn Manson to Ozzy?
Just kind of got lined up that way. I love Kinderfeld. I was like lined up with that. You know,
well,
good. That was actually random.
Yeah, very random, actually.
How does everybody like the music tonight, by the way?
Yeah, hopefully the music's working a hell of a lot better at Studio B than it has in the past.
Oh, I know. I actually put a list together.
Yay!
Woohoo! With a theme.
Ooh, a theme.
Not random.
Yeah, really. Anything but random. All right, you are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Only at spankwagon.vftp.net.
Something a little earlier you mentioned here about how, you know, if RIAA gets their way, we're all going to be listening to that one song over and over and and over again. Well, actually, it's a little different than that, folks. There's been a study now that says file sharing is actually no threat to music sales. This is from the Washington Post. Internet music piracy has no negative effect on legitimate music sales.
Wait a minute. I must do my thing. What the fuck? So they've been lying to us all the time.
We don't know. I mean, this is an independent study. This isn't the RIAA
admitting
anything now.
Independent study.
You know they won't admit anything. Basically, though, they're saying that according to a study released by two university researchers, that it contradicts the music industry's assertion that the illegal downloading of music online is taking a big bite out of their bottom line. Songs that were heavily downloaded showed no measurable drop in sales. The researchers found after tracking sales of 680 albums over the course of 17 weeks in the second half of 2002. Matching that data with activity on the OpenNAP file sharing network, they concluded that file sharing actually increases CD sales for hot albums that sell more than 600,000 copies.
Jeez.
For every 150 downloads of a song from these albums, sales increase by a copy, the researchers have found.
Wow.
So, 150 people downloading a song. One of those people are going to go out and buy that album based upon the download of that song. Now, that still does not account for the 149 other people, but, you know, I think they're getting around to that. The people here... And I'm not even going to try to pronounce the names.
God. And by the way, quick quote about the comment on the chat room right there.
Yes.
Reverend Hammer and I are in full agreement.
Fuck the RIAA, fuck Clear Channel, and fuck the FCC. Well, I can't go with the FCC because they do other things that I participate in. But in the case of radio...
Fuck the FCC. They're not doing their job. Can I ask
They're not doing it across the board.
Let me ask you something.
Okay, they're not doing it across the board.
No,
and I can agree completely.
They're not doing their job at all. Their job is not censorship. All right. How would you like for a garbage man to come up and tell you you need to paint your fucking house? It's not his fucking job to say so.
That is true. And I see your point there. I really, 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 really do see your point.
Red Rum, you're late.
Again.
No props for you.
Anyhow. Consumption of music increases dramatically with the introduction of file sharing, but not everybody who likes to listen to music was a music customer before, so it's very important to separate the two. This is done and said by Felix Oberholzer-Gee, an associate professor at Harvard Business School and one of the authors of the study. Oberholzer-Gee and his colleague, University of North Carolina's Coleman Stumpf, God damn, the Nazis are alive and well. Also said that their most pessimistic statistical model showed that illegal file sharing would have accounted for only 2 million fewer compact disc sales in 2002, whereas CD sales declined by 139 million units between 2000 and 2002. I think we've heard enough about this in the message boards, and I think everybody can say the same thing. It isn't file sharing. It's suck-ass music.
Yeah, of course, man.
As far as I'm concerned, I have been able to find more music, and I will say I go into like the used record stores and stuff like that, and I'll find more music there. I'll find the music online that I like. But you know what? You know what really I think? Yes.
No, go ahead. I just had a
different one of the
thought.
Things I was, you know, one of the things I kind of noticed is that you want to find a song on the internet. Don't find something you like. Find something that's on top 40. You will find a ton of that shit out there. So if you're already downloading what's already on top 40 and you think it sucks on top 40, you probably already have the album anyway.
Oh yeah.
So what we're gaining here is zip, zero, nada.
Exactly. And I'll give you an example of listening to a song where you like it and you buy the entire album.
Okay.
Stella Star.
You liked that song.
I fell in love with that song, dude. I had it on DVR and watched it like three times in a row while you were just pounding away the keyboard.
Okay, because I know that you really, really, really like that song. And you heard it, actually, what was it, Much Music a couple weeks ago?
Well, Much Music has changed. It's now known as Fuse.
Oh, excuse me, yes, Fuse.
You know what? I'm tempted.
You listened to it on Fuse, and then you actually downloaded it and got the whole album from iTunes.
Yeah.
You know, that's the way it has to be. I'm sorry, they've taken away MP3.com, and you've heard this bitch before. I think this is becoming a weekly segment of how we could bitch. But right now, we got a couple guys, until they're getting killed off by the RIAA and their hit squad, that are saying that if we actually did, if us downloaders of music actually did cause this problem, it was maybe only for 2 million albums and not the 139 million units of suck ass that are out there for music. Do you have that queued up?
Yeah, I do. I have it ready.
Why don't you go ahead and let's play some of that song, the song that got you going.
Yeah, give me a second here.
Okay. Other things.
I'm ready.
For albums that fail to sell well, the internet may contribute to declining sales. It also found that albums that sell to niche audience suffer a very small negative effect from internet privacy. In other words, if you're a fan, you will go out and support your band. And
really, of course.
Who all knows? I mean, it's a given fact. It's the concerts that support the musicians. Nothing else.
Oh, yeah. Let me know when you're ready. I got that ready.
Let's go ahead and cue it now.
Okay. Go ahead. Hold on.
Okay, let's fade it. You ready?
Most. Yeah.
Go. Okay, here we go.
Stella Star, My Coco.
This has a very nice mellow intro.
Oh, yeah. It changes. Dude, by the way, to everybody, I swear this is new. This is not like a cover band. This
Hold on. Let's see if they can figure out what cover band. Who could you confuse this lead for?
Oh, I know. Cool my brains and soothe my head. Stimulate me, my go-go-go. Snake in the
Red Rum has her guess in with Modern English. Anyone else have a guess? Sort of Dead or Alive is his guess. Anybody else would care to take a guess? Reverend Hammer with a second guess of Talking Heads. Toe with the sort of sounds like Hungry Like a Wolf. Just has no fucking clue.
Very original. This is honest.
Wastrel is completely wrong. Well,
that was Celestar with Mike Coco. That was very interesting right there.
Watching everybody in the chat room was great.
Oh, yeah. What's funny as hell was, who said Talking Heads and David Byrne?
That would be Reverend, actually. Reverend Hammer pretty much had Talking Heads and David Byrne picked out.
Now, what's funny is, yeah, Reverend Hammer and I think exactly alike, because what happened was we were watching Fuse, Much Music, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah, you and I were watching Fuse at my house.
Yeah, and this song comes on, and the video is the video is people singing this song on a karaoke machine.
Yeah.
I'm like, dude, this looks funny, man. Let's watch something, and that's going to be a comedy video or something.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And a song just fucking starts up and shit, and I just hear that clanky guitar, dude. And yeah, I'm like, dude, that's kind of...
Yeah, it is very modern English with a guitar. We'll agree to that.
Yeah, and David Byrne does
Redburn
that,
Redburn
too.
That. And I'm like, David Byrne does that, too.
This is like David Byrne and shit, dude. And it's very new wave. It's like one of the closest songs, too, that actually popped in my head at the time. May not necessarily be the closest, but it popped in my head. First one was like... Atomic by Blondie.
Okay, yeah, that popped in your head. But what was the first thing I said after hearing that song for like almost by the end of the video? What did I say? I said that just sounds like David Byrne.
Yeah,
I couldn't think of the name, so I'm like, that sounds like the guy Talking Heads, you know? Yeah. As the days go by, and I was
same
doing
as
the
it ever was, yeah, same as it ever was, and you were, you did the.
You can't help but do that. You ever say same as it ever was? Your arm automatically
does
that.
That's also how you can tell when somebody is a fucking 80s geek type person that's hardcore into it. Somebody asks you, "So how's it going?" and you just fucking point your arm out and you go, "Ton ton ton," and you karate chop your arm,
yep,
like David Byrne does.
Same as it ever was
in that video, man.
So there you go. Yeah, actually, it was David Byrne. I mean, that's who we heard. And then
it's not David Byrne,
That was my first guess. God, that sounds a lot like him. And then you went on, and you were reading the reviews before you bought this.
Before
I bought
the reviews, the reviews were actually dead on. This is really a love it or hate it kind of band.
Which obviously, as Smoothie pointed out, Mike Coco won't be buying this album.
Yeah, yeah. No, it was very funny. The very first review on Amazon was like screaming in all caps. It goes, "Oh my God. Interpol captured David Byrne," which is another hardcore new wave group
right in
the 80s right there.
Mm-hmm.
Stella Star is really a love it or hate it album. If you like that song right there, which is one of the best on the album, you're going to like the album. It's like, as somebody put it on Amazon.com as well, if you like new wave albums and you missed out the thrill of going to the store and buying like Modern English or Talking
right.
Heads album,
this would be it.
For the first time, this is it. This is your opportunity to do something like that. And it really is. I really dig the album.
Very cool.
And that was like the song that just turned me onto it. No, like I say, Scary was not David Byrne, but that guy sounds like damn close to him.
And I agree. I mean, I even had to do a double take because, hey, you know, it's a musical styling. Volkeris gave us a good suggestion. Well, you know what, Volkeris? We'll take a look at that. That's a good suggestion.
Mm-hmm.
All right, I think what we need to do right now.
Volkeris, actually, you're like one step behind us. We've been talking about that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really quick, you know what? I think it's about time to just start wrapping it up.
Yeah.
We've had a great show, and man, I tell you what, you've all made us very happy with the chat room participation, with everybody there, and everybody listening. Dude, you guys rock so much that we're even going to come back next week.
Yeah, we'll do it again, and we'll keep on coming because we don't know any better.
It's pretty much true, too. Anyhow, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spank Wagon Radio.
I've been your host, Trencher.
And I, of course, am the immortal Claude Balls.
And let's go ahead and let everybody know who we appreciate. First off, let's say thank you to Virtual One for running and hosting us on VFTP.net.
Thank you very much, of course.
VFTP.net.
Mm-hmm.
Also, let's say thank you to Mr. Man and letting us do the broadcasting through his servers at lazycode.com.
Indeed.
Of course, you can always catch us on Friday nights from 6 to 8 p.m. That's Vegas time zone, baby. And if you're bored with us or want to hear something different, or if you want to hear something different and, you know, kind of leave us for a little bit, go check out jstfu.org. Listen to Reverend Hammer, Papi Coon, the two angriest white honkies in Florida. Anyhow.
Indeed, they are honkies for real.
They are, too, man, like Canadian honkers. All right, folks, thank you very much for tuning in.
Thank you very much. Like I say, I am Claude Balls. He has been Trencher. Thank you very much. We'll see you here next week, all you guys. Thank you, and have a good evening. Good night. Spank Wagon Radio, Spank Wagon VIP FM.
And remember, Johnny Carson really is A-OK.
Yeah.